European controllers call a two-day strike. A graduate school for pilot safety comes to Florida. And protecting the Super Bowl from above. This is Aero News for Friday, January 31st, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Air Traffic Controllers European Union Coordination called a two-day strike on Wednesday to send, quote, a clear message to the European Commission, end quote, that the entire air traffic management system is concerned about the EC's roadmap for a single European sky. The Single European Sky Initiative would consolidate air traffic services across the EU member states. The union said in a letter posted on its website, quote, the promises made by the EC that our views and contributions would be taken on board have come to nothing. This has been our last resource, and if the EC continues to choose this path, we will be forced to continue to show our disapproval, end quote. EasyJet posted on its website that it and all other airlines operating to and from Paris airports had been requested to reduce their flying programs by 20%. Buying Business Travel reports that several airlines, including British Airways, Ryanair, and EasyJet, canceled flights on Wednesday and Thursday. The second SAFE Regional Pilot Proficiency Project has been set for Melbourne, Florida, March 8th and 9th, sponsored by the Florida Institute of Technology. Sometimes described as a graduate school for pilot safety and education, the Pilot Proficiency Project weekends were developed and are presented quarterly around the country by the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, or SAFE. The Melbourne event will feature 14 high-level aviation seminars by top national instructors, 11 challenging flight simulator scenarios, food, and pilot camaraderie. In addition to the seminars and simulator sessions, pilots will be able to compete for a Zulu 2 headset in a crosswind landing contest presented by Lightspeed Aviation. Early bird tuition for the weekend-long program ranges from $30 for a single seminar to $225 for the full weekend. Qualifying participants may receive FAA Wings program credit as well as insurance accident forgiveness from SAFE sponsor Star Aviation Insurance. Fighter jets from the Continental United States North American Aerospace Defense Command region, also known as CONUR, along with the command's interagency partners, are preparing to protect the sky around MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, the site of Super Bowl 48 on Sunday. Air defense exercise flights in the area of the stadium were conducted in the pre-dawn hours on Wednesday, officials say. A NORAD air defense exercise was conducted in the greater East Rutherford area so interagency partners can practice procedures for responding to airspace violations. The exercise is a series of training flights in coordination with the Federal Aviation Administration, the FBI, Customs and Border Protection, Civil Air Patrol, the 601st Air and Space Operations Center, and the CONUR's Eastern Air Defense Sector. This exercise allows all of the interagency partners to come together before the game to hone their air defense skills and ensure communications are working properly. About 80 Chinese survivors of the Asiana Airlines accident in San Francisco last year have joined a class action lawsuit against Boeing. An attorney for the class who filed the claim in a court in Illinois said the Boeing 777 had, quote-unquote, flaws in design, and that the company had not sufficiently trained the pilots flying the aircraft, according to a report from China Youth Daily. No cause for that accident has been determined. The airplane did not appear to maintain the proper speed on approach to San Francisco's International Airport and impacted a seawall in a nose-high attitude as the pilot attempted to go around. Both the airline and the pilots have said that it is possible that a speed controller malfunctioned during the flight, but the NTSB has said that its preliminary inspection of the airplane did not point to any mechanical malfunction. The latest iteration of the Air Force's premier air-to-air combat training exercise, Red Flag, kicked off on January 27th as Allied and U.S. aircraft launched to simulate battle in the sky over Nevada's test and training range. Allied crews from Great Britain and Australia joined U.S. warfighters in the continued effort to maximize combat readiness, capability, and survivability. Since its establishment in 1975, Red Flag participants have used Nellis Air Force Base's 2.9 million acre test range as a one-of-a-kind arena for realistic air combat training. Red Flag is the Air Force equivalent of the Navy's Top Gun. When Aero News continues, Miracle on the Hudson is now online. Bob Hoover honored with a gala premiere, and this Seahawk is flying high.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States, but you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S Transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders.
Cub Crafters is unique in that we can design, prototype, and certify, and put into production an aircraft. There aren't very many companies in the world that can make that claim.
For more information on Cub Crafters aircraft, including the popular Carbon Cub, visit cubcrafters.com.
Aero News continues for Friday, January 31st. I'm Glenn Moyer. Jeff Skiles' January 16th multimedia presentation about the Miracle on the Hudson, commemorating the five-year anniversary of the event, is now available online at Wisconsin Public Television's University Place. Skiles, EAA Vice President of Communities and Member Programs, was first officer in the U.S. Airways Flight 1549 Airbus A320, captained by Chesley Sully Sullenberger on January 15, 2009. He recounted step-by-step the events leading to the forced emergency ditching on the Hudson after a flock of geese crossed paths of the airplane, knocking out both engines. Skiles and Scully's efforts were called heroic, as the aircraft landed perfectly on the water and all 155 souls aboard survived. The presentation, which had hundreds of attendees riveted at the museum's Founders Wing, was recorded by Wisconsin Public Television for use on its University Place website. You can find the video at wpt.org/programs/university-place. The legacy of Robert A. Bob Hoover will be celebrated February 21st as the aviation community gathers in Los Angeles to honor Bob's long, successful flying career. Known as the Gentleman Pilot, Hoover is a World War II combat aviator and former prisoner of war, unparalleled test pilot, one of the airshow community's all-time performers, and the legendary airborne starter of the National Championship Reno Air Races in his P-51 Mustang, Old Yeller. The celebration will consist of the premiere of the documentary Bob Hoover's Legacy, a gala dinner, and a series of special events that, combined, will create a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Planned activities include a rare opportunity to interact personally with Bob as he shares his personal stories with the audience and viewing of that documentary that many in the industry say is long overdue. Proceeds from the $950 per ticket event will support a series of Bob Hoover scholarships. Okay, it's Super Bowl weekend, so Boeing has revealed a 747-8 freighter painted in the livery of the NFL's Seattle Seahawks. The livery commemorates the team's National Football Conference championship and their upcoming appearance in Super Bowl 48. Boeing is a sponsor of the Seattle Seahawks and has partnered with the team for more than a decade on programs in the Puget Sound area. This 747-8 is owned by Boeing and currently being used for flight testing. The special livery features the distinctive Seahawks logo and a number 12 on the tail to salute the team's fans, the 12th man. The airplane made its first flight in the new livery just yesterday. Now, chances are the plane will not be doing a pre-flight flyover of the stadium in New York. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.